just one ha'ara before we start the next Gemara, which is much lighter. And that is, so we said that it says in the Megillah B'chal Shana V'Shana, which seems like there's supposed to be some consistency in the Yontif of Purim. Even though Purim happens during Chodesh Adar, and sometimes Chodesh Adar is 1 month, sometimes it's 2 months, so it's inherently an inconsistent backdrop. Additionally, in the Megillah itself, you find that some people would read the Megillah on Yudalid, others on Tesvav, and then we already have Ramazan, maybe for Yudalid, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel as well. So, as much as the Yontif of Purim is inconsistent, and it's a little bit all over the place, as far as Yomim Tovim go, but at the same time, we try our best. There is a concept of Chal Shana V'Shana. And the Gemara said that there was Machlokes Tanaim, whether in the world of Chal Shana V'Shana, if there's two Adars, is the Svara to say, do it in the Adar HaSamach L'Shvat, or is the Svara to say, to do it in the Adar HaSamach L'Nisan? And what are really the two Svaras? Adar HaSamach L'Shvat, because Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, because Mitzmach Gula L'Geula Adav. So just to talk for 1 second about both of these Svaras. Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, really, in this context, a very big Kiddush. Right, ordinarily, when you think of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, what does that mean? That means I have a mitzvah in front of me right now. I have to do it. I can't pass over the mitzvah, even if it means, for example, to do another mitzvah. So if there's a mitzvah in front of me right now, I'm supposed to do the mitzvah. So what's the classic example? Classic example is, you put your talis on before you put your tefillin on. Stating that, if you're holding your tefillin, then you're supposed to put your tefillin on before your talis, even though that's really not the way to do it. But Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, and once I'm holding the tefillin, so now already I have an obligation to go ahead and put on my tefillin. So if I have a mitzvah in front of me, I'm holding a mitzvah, Eim Avirin, you can't put it down and go ahead and do something else, even if that other thing is a mitzvah. L'chura, what does it have to do with our sugya? In our sugya, you're going to read the Megillah once. You're going to read it during Adar Rishon, you're going to read it during Adar Sheni. We're trying to figure out, does it make more sense to do it during Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? In the event that we would determine that it made more sense to do it during Adar Sheni, and then I didn't do it during Adar Rishon, I violated Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. If we decided the right time to do it is Adar Sheni, so Adar Rishon is not the Zman HaMitzvah. So if it's not the Zman HaMitzvah, what does it have to do with Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs? If there would have been a Hava Min, you should read the Megillah in Chodesh Shvat. And then we decided, no, you're not reading it in Chodesh Shvat, you're reading it in Chodesh Adar. So because there was a Hava Min to do it in Chodesh Shvat, there would be an element of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. There was a Shaila, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. I hold Adar Sheni. Okay, so if you hold Adar Sheni, so how is it Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs if I don't do it during Adar Rishon? The teretz is, and as I state in Tosfos and our sugya, that you see this two dinim in the name of Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. The posh name of Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is, yeah, if I'm holding my tefillin already, you put your tefillin on, even though it looks a little funny, and then you put on your talis. But there's another din of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, and that is Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs when I'm at a stalemate and I don't know how to establish a mitzvah, is koiveya, do the mitzvah the earliest possible time. That's the concept of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So it's true, it's a chiddush in the world of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, but as I state in Tosfos right here on Daf Vav Amud Beis, there's two dinim in Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. One din Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is when there's an established mitzvah, I have it, I'm touching it, I'm feeling it, I can't pass over it. Additionally, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is a koiveya when it comes to determining different dinim in terms of how to shtelavek a mitzvah. That's the first aura.